Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: what is pseudobulbar affect? Answer. This is a great question because oftentimes you see this syndrome represented on television in many commercials advertising a specific new medication. Pseudobulbar affect is also known as emotional incontinence. In easier to understand terms, it is basically a patient who, after having a brain injury or a stroke, now has uncontrollable crying and/or laughter, meaning that the patient might very well know something was not sad or something was not funny, but is not able to control crying or laughter in various situations. As one could imagine, say a student is sitting in class listening to a lecture by their professor, and nothing of note was said to create a certain emotion within a person. But the student out of nowhere starts laughing and loudly and isn't able to control themselves. This can really impair someone's day-to-day activities. Or say someone is in a business meeting or is interacting with customers and starts crying from nowhere. Again, this is very impairing and oftentimes holds a person back from fully participating in their day-to-day activities. Again, it's often sudden onset and unpredictable. A person can't say, okay, I know every day at 12 noon I'm going to start laughing. Let me go to a side room and have the episode. It just happens, just like in the previous episode about bladder and bowel incontinence. This just happens without any control. Oftentimes, it is not diagnosed or it is misdiagnosed as depression. Because oftentimes when a person is sad, someone might cry. It is also seen in about 1.5 to 2 million people in the United States. And it occurs in 5 to 11% of patients during the first year following a traumatic brain injury. So, how would we treat this? How does one help get this under control? So, step one in many cases is to use an antidepressant medication such as sertraline or fluoxetine, which are serotonin inhibitors, or one could look at using tricyclics, TCAs, as well. Oftentimes, one should give this a few months try to see if it helps decrease the emotional incontinent episodes, or if the dosages of these medicines need to be increased to help control it. if these medicines don't work, a newer medicine known as Nudexta, N-U-E-D-E-X-T-A, can be used. Nudexta is a combination of dextromethorphan and quinidine. Yes, dextromethorphan, what you may often see used as a cough suppressant when one has a cold. So the combination of dextromethorphan and quinidine works in a magical way. The quinidine increases the amount of dextromethorphan available in the body. Well, if the one medicine's affecting the concentration of another medicine in the body, this obviously means that this medication is likely to affect other medications. And that is correct. If a patient is on a multitude of medications, then one needs to be careful in administering Nudexta, because the levels of other medications, whether for seizure prevention or treatment, heart issues, and the list goes on, can be changed and altered. And thus, a patient needs to be monitored closely if started on Nudexta. In some cases, a medicine called lamotrigine could be used if someone is being treated for seizures and has these emotional incontinent episodes. I've personally seen it work very well, the use of Nudexta in patients who have pseudobulbar palsy. Oftentimes, I've had patients who are in the inpatient rehab with their second or third stroke, and they've been crying or laughing uncontrollably since the first stroke. So I'm able to start Nudexta in the inpatient rehab setting where the patient could be monitored closely. And oftentimes, you might see the emotional incontinence improve over the course of their time in inpatient rehab. But every patient's different and does not necessarily respond within the same amount of time period as other patients. So like all brain injury treatment, it must be individualized to the patient. Be sure to speak to the patient to get a sense of how impairing the emotional incontinence may be. Speak to any of their friends or family members, coworkers, whatever it might be, to know if Nudexta or any other medication is proper in treating a patient's pseudobulbar affect, also known as emotional incontinence. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.